This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Bases. Good to be back with you. I'm Kyle Seeloff, and our guest today is Marlins catcher Jorge Alfaro. Jorge was about as open and as honest as I think I've ever heard him. We've seen flashes from Jorge at the plate and behind it, but it's no secret that Jorge has also struggled. As you'll hear in just a minute, Jorge and I discuss a really difficult decision, and you can tell by the way he was talking about it, a decision that was tough for him and his family that he had to make this offseason. We also talk about his attitude headed into spring training and his reaction and emotion to not starting in the playoffs last year. Again, a very honest Jorge Alfaro, like I've personally never heard him before. So here he is. Here is Marlins catcher, Jorge Alfaro. Okay, joining us now on this episode of Beyond the Bases, we are with Marlins backstop, Jorge Alfaro. Jorge, it's good to see you, man. How's everything going?
Everything good, man.
Hey, Don Mattingly, your manager, mentioned that you have worked extremely hard this offseason. And I'm wondering, what was different about this offseason compared to others?
I had the opportunity to just stay in Miami and keep working with Eddie and find a spot to hit. Whenever I get back to Colombia, I didn't have a chance to have like those things, those opportunities, like to go hit and all that. So I had to find a way, do it with my brother and all that. So, I mean, I just stay here this off season, do some sacrifice on the seeing my family and all that, and just to get better, just to work on what I need to get better to be ready to compete.
I would imagine, Jorge, that's a very tough decision to make. Either stay in Miami and make sure that your professional career, that you take care of your business, but sacrificing family time, that had to have been very tough.
Yeah, it's been a hard year with all the COVID thing and all like everything going on. So I didn't have the opportunity to see my family the whole last year, and even right now, didn't get a chance to even see my son. But it's part of the process, you know. It's part of the want to get better, and that's what I'm doing. Just try to get to the try to work hard to get to be the player that I want to be.
And with that being said, you work hard this offseason, Jorge. Donnie mentioned yesterday afternoon that we believe in Jorge. We know what he's capable of, and he's got a chance to be a great major leaguer. You've got a chance to win a job this spring and prove that you belong in Miami for a long time. What's your mindset right now?
Well, my mindset is always the same, you know, come here and compete, because I work hard the off season, the whole off season, just to don't worry about like getting ready for the season right now, just to get here and compete for a spot. And I know we have Wallach, we got Sandy, we got a couple more guys that, you know, they have experience too in the big leagues, and they're ready, they come here ready to compete. So That's my mindset every time I go I come to spring training, compete for a spot, and I mean be ready for the season.
Back to the offseason for one second, and I know you made a lot of sacrifices, but in terms of what you did differently, Jorge, were you trying to get stronger or were you working on a particular part of your game?
Just working on everything that I need to get better. Defense, offense. I know I have a lot of like holes on my game, and that's what I'm trying to do now. Like get to be the player that I want to be. Get ready to come here and how I said it, compete. And that's what I was doing the whole off season. Just doing my defense, working on my receiving, my framing, blocking, talking about calling games, how to make the pitcher comfortable on the mound and during the game. And my offense, I just keep working on it and try to just work on that and get that trust, that confidence that I've been working on to have it and like take it to the game.
One of the things I think you've talked about, and Donnie's talked about it too, and you just talked about it a little bit, is your desire to be more consistent. Let's start offensively when you're hitting, because we've seen your ability behind the plate and at the plate, but offensively, is it just a matter of being more confident, Jorge, or are there particular things when you're swinging, when you're at the plate, that you're looking to do?
Yeah, I was working on that about like mentally, just have a plan, be patient, working on being patient during the bats every time I'm hitting. And yeah, like get that confidence, trust on what I'm been working on. Just don't go out there and try and forget about what I was doing in the whole off season, what I was working on. That just get that trust, build that trust, build that confidence to just enjoy the game, compete in the game, and that's all I was trying to get better on this off season in my offensive.
How important, and I think you just said something really important, Jorge, you're under a lot of pressure. Major League Baseball players have a lot of pressure. How often will you have to remind yourself that enjoy this? It's not always going to be easy, but I have to have fun or this is not going to be fun.
It's a hard game. Everybody know that. And we almost fail. We always had to, if we have success, 30% of the time we are like really good players. We are Hall of Famers, you know? But it's a really hard game and really tough. And myself, I'm always being too hard on myself, like beating myself down and all that. And, it's very important to talk, just tell us, like tell to ourselves to enjoy it. It's just, it's work. We are there to compete. We are there to win. But at the end of the day, it's a game. Then we should enjoy, and we work hard to be here, and just have the trust, that confidence. Then you just go out there and gonna have fun. And you're gonna do good.
You mentioned you worked a lot this offseason on catching, receiving the ball. A lot goes into that. We've seen you have a fantastic arm, Jorge. You've called some terrific games. I know you see a lot of areas that you can improve. But one thing in particular you just said, learning how to make your pitchers comfortable on the mound. That's something I would never think about, right? But how do you do that? And did you seek advice from somebody on how to do that?
I was talking to Eddie about just to get to know their strength, the pitcher's strength, and the spots. And then they have more success when they're in the game. And I think if we use maybe a target or just a spot, and they can feel comfortable to throw the ball and don't miss the spot and all that, and just execute the pitch. I think that that's what I'm talking about too. When I say that I'm trying to make them feel comfortable, make them feel like have that confidence, that they're not like have me behind the play. They're not alone there. You know, we're on that together.
Do you feel like a different catcher coming into spring training, given all of the work that you put in this off season?
Mentally, yeah. I've been talking with Stott, having meetings with Eddie Stott, and almost every week talking about sequence, talking about our pitchers, talking about like how they set up their strengths and what they did good last year, and everything that we can use or have to help them to have success during the game or this season, just to be ready to compete.
Chatting with Marlins catcher Jorge Alfaro. Jorge, this is always a tough question, but I am wondering, how hard did you take it last year when you were not starting in the playoff games?
I mean, it was really hard. It was like a wake-up call, you know? Like, I was working hard my whole life to be here, to be in the in a postseason and all that. It opened my eyes that to know that we don't have to take anything for granted, you know. Like, we had to keep working hard. We had to keep getting better, and I think that was one of the things that made me open my eyes and trying to do what I need to do, work on what I need to work to be the player that I want to be. And I think that, we have good catchers, you know. Wallach have a lot of experience. He know how to call the game. He know how to do. I think he did a really good job too. And either one, if he started the game or I started the game, that's all we tried to do, you know, just go out there and compete and help our pitchers. And I think he did a really good job last year.
At what point, Jorge, whether it was last season, as hard as you've worked off season, did you say, because you said it was a wake-up call, but when did you tell yourself, I'm better than this, I'm going to prove to this organization that I'm better than this, and everybody's going to see a different me next year?
I think it was just when I started being on the bench a little bit more, then I didn't start that many games in a row and all that, and that made me feel that I had to get better, that I had to improve, that I had to. If I want to be there in the lineup, I need to earn it, you know, and that's why it makes me to keep working hard to take the decision to stay here and get better and do the sacrifice and all that, you know. And then more all the changes that I did was more like mentally than physically, but At the end of the day, you know, all we have to do is just keep moving forward, keep working hard, keep doing what we need to do to get better.
Switching gears, Jorge, and I've got a couple of more questions for you. We have read a lot about the Miami Marlins starting pitching staff being very underrated and very, very young, but very, very good. You've got a front row seat, man. You catch these guys every night. How exciting is it to catch this starting staff?
I mean, we have a really good talent here, young too, with Sisto and Alcantara, Lopi, Eliezer, Rogers. We got a couple young starters too. Then they were with us last year, Garrett. We got Cabrera.
The list goes on and on. I get it, Jorge. There's a lot of really good pitchers.
Man, like I can't believe like how much talent we have on those young men that they're gonna come up and they're gonna show that they belong there, you know. And that's where it comes our work as a catcher. To be ready to, you know, when we come up to the big leagues, we feel a little afraid. We feel a little, we call it like scare or something like that, but like nervous. But that's when our job like come up, then to give them that confidence so they can be there to compete and show their stuff, because all they have are really, really good stuff.
Wrapping up, Jorge, my last question for you. You guys made the playoffs for the first time in 17 years last year. And for a long time, people thought the Marlins were kind of the joke of Major League Baseball and you guys would lose a bunch. And you guys got sick and tired of it. What's the mood like in spring training as you guys look to repeat and go back to the playoffs this year?
I mean, they called us bottom feeders last year, and I think that was one of the things it made us we want to show them that we are here to compete, and we don't care like what they have. We don't care like names and all that. We just go out there and compete, and we're gonna give them the 100% all the time to the team to just try to get that win. Just going out there expecting to win.
Jorge, you're a busy man. You've got a lot of pitchers to catch. You got a lot to work on, but I can't thank you enough for the time. It's great to chat with you. Best of luck in spring training and the regular season. I hope we can do this again soon.
Thank you, man.
That was Marlins catcher Jorge Alfaro. And again, I thank Jorge for his time. And it sounds like a guy that's ready to prove he's the catcher in Miami and a guy that this organization can trust and they can count on moving forward. Don't forget, if you missed anything recently, radio show or podcast, it's all available to you on marlins.com/beyondthebases or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it. We're out of time, but stay safe, take care, and we'll chat with you again soon.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.